Dicia Mazariegos can relate to many of the Central American kids coming to Texas. In her case, she wasn't escaping gang violence. The brutality she suffered came at the hand of her older brother, lashings, whacks, verbal assaults. The evidence? Scars on her back.
Imagínese usted, ¿verdad? Que tenemos ganado.
Can you imagine? We have cattle and he loves animals more than his own siblings. If something happened to one of them, he'd get angry and blame us.
The abuse began after her dad died a few years ago. That's when her older brother, as she puts it, started acting macho. To get away, Dicia moved in with an older sister. Then her boyfriend died suddenly of a pulmonary embolism. She'd had enough. With a family member, they went through Mexico by bus and crossed the Rio Grande on an inflatable raft.
We went across with men who were tattooed. They looked like they'd been drinking and on drugs.
Border Patrol picked her up on Christmas Eve, 2012. She spent 3 months in a shelter before a family member paid for her flight to North Texas.
Okay, guys, I have your test. Your test from yesterday. I have it graded.
2 years later, Dilcia's at Plano East Senior High in 12th grade ESL classes. That's English as a second language. Teachers like Steve Crouch use English, but in ways that students can understand.
A lot of these students don't even have the foundation in their home language. When I have them give me a writing sample in Spanish, it looks like a third grader wrote it. So I feel like I'm not just teaching English, they need to know basic language skills.
What Dilcia lacked in education, she made up for with tenacity, in the classroom and with a tutor.
Dilcia, she's incredibly sharp. She's a very pragmatic girl, and she learns pretty quickly.
That's another one of her teachers, Vincent Frost. Last year, he used his free period to work with Dilcia and another student. Frost doesn't speak Spanish, but with the help of Google Translate, he learned about her life in Guatemala and here in North Texas.
Team, your order's ready.
On top of a full schedule at school, Dilcia works. In 1 week this month, she spent 47 hours juggling two jobs at Arby's and Jack in the Box. Most days, she doesn't get home till 11 o'clock. Her only time off all week, after school on Tuesdays.
Yeah, it's difficult, but it's for a reason. Every sacrifice leads to a reward. I'm one of those people who believes that to have a good future, you have to work when you're young. That way, you don't have to depend on anyone when you're older.
That's a lesson from her father. And for someone with her schedule, where does homework fit in?
I do it at night or when I'm not at work.
And that Tuesday afternoon off, she spends with a tutor. That work ethic doesn't surprise her immigration attorney, Paul Zoltan. This year, he's opened 64 juvenile immigrant cases. Most of his clients are fleeing violence. When kids like Dilcia get here, he says they're willing to study and work hard.
She wants to be a productive member of society. She was eager to finish her studies. And I mean finish her studies, not drop out, in order to give back to those family members who've supported her. And I found that admirable.
Dilcia applied and qualified for special immigrant juvenile status. It's applied in cases where a child has been abused or abandoned. For Dilcia, it was the physical abuse she suffered.
Dilcia is one of the fortunate few to qualify for something other than asylum. And it's through that program that she's attained residency.
That means she has a green card. She has permission to work and just got a social security number. At school, Dicia thinks she may have to repeat the 12th grade. But this native Spanish speaker is making progress.
I practice English in my work and the high school. In my house with my niece, a little bit.
One of her teachers, Mike Fleming, worries she's working too much. And with no parents around, she has few people to lean on outside of school.
When she comes here, it's a little bit of a safe haven. It's kind of a social group. She can be with her friends and be kind of like a teenager, whereas I don't get the impression she gets to do that a lot outside of school.
Dicia wraps up her shift at Arby's and dashes off to her other job. A few days later, she decides to quit Jack in the Box. Finally, she'll have more time for school and for sleep. Stella Chavez, KERA News.